hang it up in the smokehouse usually and let it dry real good. And Poppy'd always put a deal around it,
curtain it in,
and then we'd set an old tub down on the floor here underneath the, hang the meat up there, up in the smokehouse. And he'd build a little fire down here in this tub, get a few coals and get him some hickory pieces and sassafras and mix it and burn hickory and sassafras, and just, we'd have to watch that real close so it wouldn't blaze.
How long would it take for it to smoke?
About 3 days.
I bet it was pretty good to get through with it.
Yes, it was good. You had a good flavor there.
Do people still do that around here? Anybody smoke weed?
Well,
not very often. Maybe a few still do that, but not
many. We haven't smoked any meat in 10 or 15 years that way. We get, we buy our sugar cure now that's got the smoke added in the sugar cure. We just go to the store and buy it in a box. And you can get it with the smoke or without the smoke. And we just get the sugar cure that has a smoke in it and put on it.
But you still cure your own meat?
Yes.
Do a lot of people still do that around here?
No, not too many.
Not too many.
Most of them just takes them to the butcher shop and have them butchered and cut and wrapped and bring them home and put them in the freezer.
Mm-hmm. I guess the freezers made a big difference.
Oh yes, the freezers have really made a big difference.
A lot of the people that salts, that cures their meat now in place of smoking it, when it takes the amount of salt that they wanted to have, they slice it and put it, you know, packed.
Well, we do that.
Freezer,
we know. Take ours now when
that
it gets.
It doesn't get old, you know, it never takes old. The freezer preserves it, you know.
When it gets the saltiest we want it, we take it out and wash all the surplus salt off of it and let it dry real good and then just slice it and wrap it and freeze it.
It's pretty convenient then, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Well, you don't have that waste. If you just hang it up in the smokehouse, it gets dirty on the outside and sometimes it molds. You've got to trim off all that, and of course that's just waste and you throw it away. And if you just, as soon as it gets just like you want it, if you slice it up and freeze it, well, it's all good. You know, when you take it out and to use it, it's all just like you want it, you know.
Did you, your families or anyone that you knew ever make homemade wines?
I never.
Berries or anything?
I never saw.
My husband used to make some for his own use. And I had a spell of typhoid fever when I was about 22 or 23, I guess. My oldest son was small. And I was almost paralyzed. It settled in my back and legs. And his doctor told him if he would make homebrew. Now I can't tell you the ingredients that he used, and make me drink so much of that each day that it was the best medicine that I could take. And I did do that for years. He would make it, you know.
And kind of a beer like?
Yeah, it's the same, was about the same process as their malt beer that they have now. But it had malt and sugar and different stuff in it, you know, that a person's system needs after they've had long spell of illness.
I understand a lot of people in Arkansas had malaria before World War II.
I used to be off of that, have malaria.
My husband had malaria too. He had malaria fever, and then about every couple of 3 years he'd come down and have a spell of malaria fever. Up until the last 20 years, he started. The first really bad spell of malaria he had was in 30, wasn't it? Yeah, the fall, 30 and 31, all that winter. He was down all that winter.
What would you take for it?
Well, we had a doctor that came every day, and we just took what the doctor prescribed, but it was mostly quinine.